We've been speaking and singing much tonight of the grace of God, the love of God, even the cross. And we want to come and join together in sharing in communion from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. In our study last week on some of the doctrines that arose out of the Reformation, came to the forefront, we spoke of grace and contrasted, spent some time putting in perspective, we cannot fully understand the grace of God unless we understand the depth of our depravity and sin, and against our hopelessness and helplessness, that there is none righteous, no, not one, that the best that I have to offer God in my righteousness is as filthy rags. That makes the grace of God that much more glorious. Sin brought us to depths that we can't even begin to imagine and understand. It began in a garden, and not only physical death, but the spiritual death. This power is the most devastating power on earth until what Paul writes here in these verses. The message that Paul gives us is that because of Jesus, death is no longer the most powerful force. It no longer controls and holds us, as we had a little bit of a reminder of a song, "Up from the grave he arose," and that song speaks about death could not hold its prey. Jesus, my Savior, he tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord, this picture of death and sin that had so bound humanity could not restrain Jesus. And so Paul writes, "I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For the perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.' O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul's letter, and particularly this portion of his letter, is not for the purpose simply to argue the resurrection of Jesus, although that's the impetus for this. That's why Paul wrote particularly this last chapter. There were many who denied the power, or many that denied the resurrection of Jesus. They denied the resurrection of believers, and so Paul was looking to deal with that heresy. But this was written to the Corinthians not just for doctrinal truth. This was written to them so that they would live in the power of the resurrection. And so as we come to God's Word and as we read these truths and maybe even agree with them and to a certain degree understand them, we need to apply them. And the doctrine of the resurrection needs to become part of my life. It needs to be the power of God. Paul talks about that I might know him and the power of the resurrection. Not just in my mind, not just so I can pass a test, but so that I might live daily in the power of God. And so when we come and remember the cross, and Jesus says, now, every time you get together, it's not just to remember a historical event. It's to be reminded that the power of the cross is available to us today. It's that we might walk in victories we've been hearing. It's that we'll hear in just a little bit. We might be able to overcome sin that has so consumed us. The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is law. So there's this power of sin that has brought death to us, that has bound us. And Paul says we're to live free of that power in the power of the resurrection. And so when we come tonight, it's not just ritual and form. It's not just a historical reminder, but we appropriate again, Lord, we will walk in the power. You have conquered death. You have conquered sin. Not just a general theology, but Lord, tonight in us, would you conquer the death and sin that has come in the nature of Adam? And Lord, would you put your image now? Would you birth the new Adam in our lives and have that control in us tonight? And so as we come in faith and we receive not just elements and symbols, but we come in faith that the power of God would be at work in us as we remember him. And so I'll ask our ushers to come and serve us. We'll serve both the bread and then the cup. We'll ask you just hold them together until everybody's been served, and then we'll partake together. Let's sing hymn number 96 in the red hymnal 96.
I will cling to the old rugged praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Savior. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Such love, precious Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The night that he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and when he had broke it, he gave thanks, saying, this bread is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. In like manner, he took the cup also and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till he comes. Brother Keith, would you give God thanks tonight for both the bread and the cup?
Lord, we come with gratitude and thanksgiving. Lord, we come because we know, as we heard, the power of the cross, all that you accomplished. We thank you, Lord, for this bread, which represents your body. We're thankful that you suffered, that that body was broken for us, that our bodies might be whole, that we might live in the resurrection power of Christ, and we thank you for that. Lord, we give you thanks that because we know that we can trust in that atonement for our bodies, not only, Lord, for health, but, Lord, that they might be sanctified and that we might use them for your kingdom.
Yes.
Thank you that there is power that that might be so.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for this cup. We're thankful that the sin issue is settled.
Yes.
And that your grace has made a way for us to come boldly, Lord, to that throne of grace.
Hallelujah.
And we might come as we are, but we might also leave more like yourself.
Yes.
We give you gratitude. Oh, God, we pray that even as we partake of these emblems tonight, that we discern, as we discern the body of Christ, oh Lord, that we might more fully comprehend the cross.
Yes,
yes. That we might be more grateful.
Jesus, yes.
So we give you thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' hallelujah. Mighty name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Partake together of the symbol of his broken body. Also the cup, the symbol of his shed blood. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my throne.
the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, wonderful Lord. Jesus, we praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
As we're beginning the camp second period, we want to take a moment tonight and pray for our counselors and the staff. Most have come in yesterday. I believe most are here now, and things begin full sway tomorrow. Our bus is coming up tomorrow afternoon with the campers, and many of the guests are driving their children up, and throughout the day, camp will come to life again. And we know that God has a plan and a purpose for each of us that have come, and for those who are yet to come. But we want to pray God's grace. We are so thankful for those who sacrifice of their time and their energy and their talents to give to the Lord, some for weeks, some for many weeks. And some of us have served and know it's not easy. Others just imagine that they know. But we know that much grace is needed. And God is faithful in that. And God supplies what we have need of. And so as we come, we stand with you, that God would give you all that you need, not just by way of physical strength, but that God gives you wisdom in your ministries as you interact with other staff members and roommates, that God would give grace there, that God would give much discernment to counselors that are living with these children throughout these couple of weeks, that God would just give them clear understanding of what their needs might be, and that they might be able to minister not just what's happening in the gathering in a meeting house, but walking down the road and sitting around tables, that God would just help to see the need, to share the love of Jesus with them. And so we want to pray. And we'll ask the counselors to sit. And everybody else that's on staff, stand. If you're on grounds, if you're lifeguards, if you're in the kitchen, stand so we can pray that God would minister to you. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, that with that salvation, you call us to serve and live for you. Lord, there are those who have taken that seriously and have put to action the call to serve, and they've come here. Some may be the first time, and they don't know what to anticipate, and maybe there will be some challenge in that. Others, Lord, that have been here already for weeks and need grace upon grace now. Lord, we come and we ask that you would provide all that is needed, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Lord, we pray that they would be able to surrender of themselves, Lord, that it would not just be action, but Lord, that their heart would be yielded to you, that there would be joy in serving you, that they would serve with gladness their God. Lord, that in their ministry, you would draw them ever closer to you, that you would do deep works in their heart and their characters, dear God. We pray, Lord, the cares that they they've brought here, that you would lift them, that they would find their help in you, needs at home, concerns at home. Lord, we pray that you would intervene in a way, dear God, that would show yourself miraculous in their lives. And Lord, now we pray a blessing upon them. We pray, Lord, a blessing through them, Lord, as they minister to guests and to children, Lord, and to one another. Lord, let there be a blessing that only can be given by you, Lord. We cannot repay. We cannot say thank you enough. But Lord, that your blessing would rest upon them. For your name's sake, we pray. And all God's people said amen. Amen. And now our counselors stand. Who are our cottage counselors? You can stand first. You can all sit, please. And so cottage counselors, it just helps us to kind of see what's going on. Are they here? Okay. So all the other village counselors and head counselors and rotators. Okay. Sister Diane Schneider, I'm going to ask if you'd pray for these women that God would minister. Jesus. Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord.
Precious name.
Jesus, Jesus.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord, that you have great help for these counselors tonight, Lord. Thank you that you've been giving it already as we're taking communion. And we heard testimonies and sang songs and heard from the Word. Thank you, Lord, that you are pouring out your help for each and every counselor. Lord, you know what's ahead. You know the children that will be filling those lean-tos, dear God. You know their needs. You know their need of salvation. You know their need of the Holy Spirit, Jesus. You know their physical needs, dear God, emotional, dear God. You know all about that. And Lord, we pray, dear God, by the Holy Ghost, you will flow through each and every one of these counselors. We pray, Lord, that they will be yielded to you 24/7, dear God.
Yes, Lord, Jesus.
We pray, dear God, that they will be ready in season and out of season, dear God, to minister, dear God, to see the need and to meet it, dear God. We pray, dear Lord, that you'll help Sister Janet especially. Lord, we know you have a special blessing for Sister Janet tonight. For her birthday, dear God, that will just flow through this whole 2 weeks, dear God. Her whole 2 weeks, dear Jesus. We pray, dear God, that you will just use her in a mighty way. We pray, Lord Jesus, that she'll be even willing to change up some things because she hears from the Lord. We pray that she'll be yielded in her singing, dear God, and yielded, dear God, and in the Word, dear Jesus. We pray, dear God, that you will just help her as she leads these counselors. Give her wisdom. Give her discernment, dear Lord, God, to be the head counselor that she should be, dear Jesus. Thank you. Thank you so much for each one that is called, dear Lord. And we know, Lord, that as they serve you, you will bless them. As you honor them, dear God, we pray, dear Jesus, that they will honor you. We thank you so much.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus, for the help that's being given.
Yes.
And Lord, we are looking forward to hearing all that you have done.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. For your glory, O God. Jesus, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Bless the Lord.